probably aren't coming, so I just wanted to go and see how things were.
Oh, just doing fine, Bill. No, I'm not going to go. I decided that I better not get away from here on Tuesday. That's the only day I could fit it in. That's the day of my Rusk and General Wheeler and Clark Clifford and my Tuesday luncheon.
Yeah.
So we have some rather important things coming up on them in Vietnam and Eastern Europe and those things. I just didn't feel like I ought to be away. Hubert's away, and I just thought I ought to be here to kind of keep in touch with them. And they had Wallace on Wednesday and Nixon on Thursday, so I didn't have much other time except Tuesday.
They got me on Wednesday, but I'm taking great care not to be too close to Wallace.
That's
well,
good.
I tell you, you've got a lot of, my judgment is sure as hell got a lot of friends here anyhow.
Well, that's good. That's good.
I'm going to make a little pitch about this Vietnam thing in my little speech on Wednesday. And how do things look up there? How does Hubert look to be doing to you?
I don't know, Bill. I haven't been back. I just got back, and I haven't talked to anybody about politics. The Vietnam thing, they started a campaign about 90 days ago to stop the bombing again. It's one of those pauses. They've had a lot of campaigns, and it's Kosygin started with a letter to me, and then he went to India and tried to get them to the ICC to put pressure. Yesterday, they unloosed their big guns. They had Goldberg hit it pretty hard, and they had Mansfield hit it. Mansfield knew better. I told him the day before, and he agreed with me. I gave a private briefing to Mansfield and Dirksen, but I told him that General Abrams said he's got four divisions in the 1st Corps across the DMZ. We will not let him invade North Vietnam or circle them and come in from the rear at the DMZ. They have got the place loaded with rocket launchers, and so they're lobbing the mortars and the rockets into Da Nang and places like that. And the only way we get at them is through our bombing. And we had over 4,000 secondary explosions there. And that just means that's ammunition and rockets that would be in our boys' hips if it came on down. Now, I told Mike, I said, Abrams says if we hold back the bombers, we won't let the men go across. Now, if we won't let the planes go across, then the only thing he can do is pull his men out of the way and retreat. And that would be very bad. Well, yesterday, Mike came out and advocated they were retreating, just pulling down, said they ought to go further down. So I asked the general, well, what's your answer to that? They said, well, if you surrender by corps, if you want to surrender the 1st Corps that way, then they'll be on down to the line of the 2nd Corps the next day. And then what would you do then? Would you retreat into the 3rd Corps and then into the Delta and then run out to Thailand, I guess? That's what we're up against. And today we've got Baggs and Ashmore, and they've got a mean article saying that they talked Ho Chi Minh into the conference. They did it all.
Oh, they've been over there again?
No, they were there March 31st when I announced it. Yeah. And they claim credit for that one, and they say we ought to stop all the bombing.
Yeah.
And they got Mike's statement yesterday on Face of the Nation, and then they've got added to that Goldberg's big article. So they're going to have quite a week, and North Vietnam comes out and commends them all today and says that they're really realistic. Goldberg's realistic, Mansfield's realistic. And then they add a bunch of new lists to them, the demands. They say we've got to stop our reconnaissance. We can't have any pictures taken of North Vietnam. We can't have any reconnaissance. They list a bunch of new demands in addition to stop the bombing. We've always known if we stopped it, they'd come up with 10 more the next day. But it's very discouraging that you've got all your own people doing that.
Sure as hell is.
And,
the only thing is, of course, you know, there's a lot wrong with the Legion and all that kind of thing. But by God, on this thing, they're sure good.
I hope they are.
Well, they are. There's no question. All they talk about here, hell, this business talk about stopping the bombing is irrelevant to them in the Middle Ages. You know what they want. They want more, you know, not less.
That's what I think.
At any rate, they...
I just think that no one can answer this argument. Abrams said if you stop the bombing, you will increase their capability in 10 days fivefold, the enemy. And he said, I'll have to move my men out of the area.
Yeah.
Now, why people could stand up and argue that. I don't know.
I don't know. They've gone mad, I think. That goddamn Democratic convention just went mad. Well, you saw, you know what happened there. Just for God's own luck, they didn't run away with that damn thing. Well, it turned out reasonably well, I thought. Well, I just want to see how you were. I just want to send her love.
Thank you, Bill.
And you take care of yourself.
We called you to go to dinner with us, I guess, Friday night or Saturday.
I'm sorry we missed. See, you came down here Thursday, and I came down Friday morning.
Good.
Actually, we came a little too early, but that's by the by. But we're sorry we missed it, but we'll see you when you get back.
Thank you, Bill.
Take care.
Are you waiting?